Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only weather forecast I care about right now is Duluth on Sunday. 40% chance of rain. That needs to change, Dave Harrigan. Can I put you in charge of that? Changing the forecast for Duluth, maybe in particular around a certain golf course, maybe around 11 a.m. Can you get that done for me?
I will work on it, but I wouldn't be worried. 40% chance of rain at some point during the day. You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Well, there might be a few holes that are played. Chad Hartman and Dave Harrigan, Laura Oakes with the news. The plan is, by the way, for the station to replace Adam Carter. And so Laura's not just doing the news all by herself. Laura has always been traditionally more a part of the afternoon show, now hosted by, who hosts afternoons on this station again? John Williams?
No, it's not. Is Justin something?
Justin Gard? Is he now host a show here?
Well, it could be. I really like his stuff.
Celebrated a big birthday.
Big 4-0 I saw. Yeah, how about that?
Big 4-0. I told him how old he is in a text, and he agreed. Jason DeRussia. We'd love to have, you know, Laura's a part of the afternoon. She's part of the, you know, drive time with DeRussia. Still is part of our show at times, too, with, you know, Overrated and the game show. We don't want to lose her. But hello, Brain Wizards. Let's get on it. Let's get on it. Let's get a great news person. I mean, the hurdle at the top is Carter. I mean, not Jimmy Carter. I mean, let's go. Brain Wizards. Let's get some brilliant, funny, unique news person. And we'll have them a part of the show. Can I put you in charge of that?
No. No, you may not. I don't want anyone to take the modest amount of airtime I get, so they can take as long as they want.
Exactly.
Just wait for my opportunity, Chad.
You're speaking of oppression and Dave Chappelle, you're trying to oppress the Brain Wizards from getting somebody hired.
Well, now that we've got it in your head around this time last hour that your comrades could drop at any time, you know, it might just happen more often than you think.
This might be your big break. Have you ever in your time at the Fan and the various names of 1500 while you're there, have you ever solo hosted a show?
No.
No. Was there ever a time one of the hosts had to go somewhere or something was knocked out where you briefly stepped in for a segment or two?
No, not even a full segment. Just, you know, you kick it to break or come back and introduce maybe a, you know, an interview that happened, you know, the day before
previously
in the show because you've lost a connection. My previous iteration at the 1500, the hosts, which you know very well, were down at spring training for the Twins one spring, and there, as yours did, the whole Comrex thing
went down.
You know, we're on the phone, can't figure it out. This thing won't turn on, and you know, end up grabbing an interview from earlier in the show or the day before, whatever, and playing that, and 10 minutes later, hey, we figured it out. I wasn't plugged in.
See, I don't want you to do that. I want you to take control. I want you to I want you to knock me off the air. Tell the other folks, hey, are you efforting? Yeah, can't figure it out, though. Let me tell you why Jesus is overrated, you know. Just come out flaming, you know. Women never should leave the house. Your thoughts, 651-461-9226. You know, that is the default when in the producing position. Well, before, you know, I caused a stink about it. That was one of the topics, by the way, for Jamie Yuccas, that people in New York City are complaining about the smell.
Yeah.
That's, and it's always been a part of, I guess, the the lore, the reputation of New York. I am team New York, by the way. Are you anti-New York or pro-New York?
I am pro-New York, having only been there for maybe 24 to 48 hours of my life, but it's definitely a place I will be going back to probably multiple times.
I am absolutely team New York. I'm not team it smells, though, everywhere I go, right? That's not good.
How bad is it? How bad are we talking?
I think, well, Eric Adams, the mayor, and I like a mayor who's honest. You know, he's like, all I smell is pot when I'm walking around.
Hey, you know, that's fine. That's fine.
Well, first of all, I have zero problem with the smell of pot. In fact, I'm pro the smell of pot. Yeah, if my choice is garbage, vomit, or pot, I mean, it's not even close. But before I started, the producer, what was the studio coordinator? Do they still call you the studio coordinator?
No. We are all producers now here in this building.
Well, I guess back then it was studio coordinator, and then you also had a producer.
Yes, the studio coordinator was the button pusher, the board operator, and the producer was, you know, standing over on the side, maybe taking phone calls, booking guests, things like that. Yes. Now they realize, well, we could probably just have one person do both of those jobs.
Yeah, exactly, and save money. And pretty much every radio station on the planet has done that, too. It's not like CISO is an island on itself. But before I started, nobody was allowed to talk. I said, yeah, I'll start, but that has to change. And let me just say there was a prominent CISO host who was so belittling to the producers and studio coordinators. I was in a meeting, and I was fairly blown away by how condescending this particular person was. Not shocking, though. Not shocking. Speaking of a little bit of condescension, the group Shut Down DC. So, liberal activist group. We got liberal groups. We got conservative groups. We got a lot of groups. They are the group behind the recent protest of Brett Kavanaugh, where Kavanaugh had to leave the restaurant. They also, and they're proud of it, by the way, they're proud of that. They also are looking and offering a money for the addresses of the other conservative justices. Now they've said they are going to turn out and try to stop the upcoming congressional baseball game. And part of what they said, if our politicians have failed to deliver, we'll shut it down. We will not stand by watching them play games while the world burns. Everything we love is at stake. Our safety, our future, our one and only home. It is time to leave everything on the field. I'm not trying to eliminate protests. But here's what I am, and I'll reiterate this. Harassing individuals who you disagree with in public, I am 100% against. If you're peacefully protesting, that is one thing. Following people to restaurants, I infinity disagree with. trying to publicize where people live to go outside their home, whether it's Brett Kavanaugh, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Tim Walz, Scott Jensen, Bob Kroll. I'm 100% against that. I also think there's a level of sensitivity to the congressional baseball game. Consider a few years ago, a deranged individual who hated conservatives sought out just conservatives, by the way, just Republicans, and went on a shooting spree at the practice where Steve Scalise, politician I rarely agree with, was almost killed. And if Steve Scalise was not in leadership, by the way, there would not have been any security at that event. And a lot of people believe in law enforcement, not just the politicians there. A lot of people in law enforcement who were out on the scene believe you would have had 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 members of Congress, congressmen and women, and senators who have been killed. So saying you're going to protest, sure. Yeah. We had a former host who was big on protesting here, and then when the protest affected his drive to the station, was all outrage. It was kind of funny. It didn't shock a lot of us, but it was kind of funny. I'm sorry, I detest just getting in people's faces, whether you're getting in the faces of police officers or, now, protesting police, calling on individual police officers, absolutely. I got no problem with that. But screaming and yelling or going to homes or going to restaurants or yelling at them, if they're going through an airport, no. There is a way to be passionate about this. Care 100% about your cause. Believe you're right. Trying to galvanize. Voting people out. But the confrontational attitude with the face-to-face stuff, I don't like it at all. Harrigan, where are you at?
I struggle. I struggle a little bit. I don't think going to somebody's home is okay. I think that's crossing a line. That's whether you are meaning to or not. There's a certain level of threatening, you know, a group is outside your home. Yeah, there's a level of threat there, whether they are, like I said, peaceful, whether they have any weapons or whether they don't. It's still, I think, a little bit threatening. That said, the Kavanaugh thing, when he's out to dinner, I think there's a gray area there. I really do. I think if it's in public, and you know, if you're protesting,
but you want us to follow Brett Kavanaugh. Let's say they just stay outside, right? They don't go in the restaurant. They don't confront him. But if Kavanaugh's address is now out there, and it's now a weekend, and Kavanaugh goes to Speedway, then he goes to Target, then he goes to Subway. Who doesn't go to Subway? You know. Then he goes to pick up stuff. He's a big lawn guy. He loves to do mulch, you know. Are we just going to follow individuals around in their daily life? And we think by doing that, because some of these folks think by doing this, they're going to harass them to a point that, are they going to step down? Are they going to change their opinion? Again, I'm not trying to stop protests. But I still think, as Blois Olson just texted me, there's a way to do it where it's not all theater. What happened with folks, including Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez today, when they're protesting at the Supreme Court, do they believe every word that they're saying? Sure. There's also an element of theater, and there is a confrontational part of it. Everything doesn't have to be John Thompson and how despicable John Thompson was outside of Liz Collins' house. But there is, I don't want to follow people in their personal lives. I think we still should have a level of respect. I want you to expand on what I just said and go back at me if you disagree, Dave. But where are people at this? Where is the line of protest? And listen, we know someone who was outside Brett Kavanaugh's place and had weaponry. Now, we can't stop every protest forever because some individual's mental health is not right or has so much venom in him. But don't we have enough places where we can have large public events which draw a lot of attention and you don't have to just follow them as they're driving around in their personal life? What do you think? 651-461-9226. I want to hear from people on this one right when we come back. Not just me and Dave, but you also. 651-461-9226. Eminently likable Belle Jensen is 10 minutes away. Who is more likable in local TV than Belle? I don't think anybody. I think she... Now, tell me who else maybe is tied with Belle. But think of some people in TV who are as likable as Belle Jensen. Text me. I want to stay with our protesting topic. So you said there's you struggle with a little bit of Kavanaugh or whoever it might be. It could be a Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, public figure of some note. You struggle with at the restaurant. I then extrapolated, said, what if, you know, are you okay with them fouling around with their daily chores on a weekend? Where's your line?
Well, that's part of the struggle with it. I don't know where the line is. I don't want to tell somebody that's the wrong way to protest. Other than at somebody's home, I think that's going too far. Staking out outside somebody's place of residence to protest, I think that's probably a good safe zone. We can all agree on that, in my opinion. But, whether it's Black Lives Matter occupying the freeways of this town, which has been done for, several years now, whether it's mm-hmm. going to a restaurant where somebody happens to be eating dinner, I don't know where the line is because I don't want to draw the line. I don't want to say, okay, we all have the right to protest in America. We all have the right to have our voices heard, but you've got to do it on this corner at this time. I get
how hard it is, but I just, for me, following people, to me, I think we're headed within months where one of these groups, and by the way, people on the right are every bit as capable, okay? To act like the right isn't a part of this is silliness. But
have you heard about the Capitol?
Yes. Have we heard about a minor thing called the insurrection? I mean, just a minor little story. Do you think we're that far away from other groups saying we're going to stake any congressman who's controversial, an AOC, a Marjorie Taylor Greene, whoever, who I can only imagine the filth they receive, and they're just going to follow them day to day, and just wherever they go, they're going to protest them. Because I don't think we're that far away.
We might not be, but as our laws are right now, as our Constitution was written, all the amendments, which, by the way, like many others, could use a little updating.
A little tweaking?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just, maybe we push it past the late 17, early 1800s and bring it into this century would be good.
Yeah.
Until those laws get changed, which say you have the right to a peaceful protest. However, we were going to put some limits on how and when you can do that. Who are you to say that they're protesting in a manner that's wrong when you're trying to speak to power? If it's Justice Kavanaugh, can you only protest outside of the Supreme Court?
I would prefer in large public places.
I think we all would. But
I don't want – he's at Lowe's picking up his mulch. And we're harassing him because you don't agree with where he stood on Roe v. Wade. I don't agree where he stood on Roe v. Wade. I think we can have a healthy disagreement. We can have a healthy questioning when he's going to be judged if the votes are there to make him a justice. We can question if he was telling the truth or the accusers are telling the truth, but I don't need you in the McDonald's drive-thru while Brett Kavanaugh's there. Text, You're correct. Pretty soon they will be following people all throughout the day. Chad, I agree that public figures should not be followed, protesting against their private lives. Pretty soon there will be no one willing to serve. They think they're fighting Nazism. So anything goes as far as the left is concerned. Tom D. Okay. Then I'll give you another one who's the exact opposite, who says, what are we going to have on that liberal Liz Collin again? So Tom D. is an uber conservative. He listens. Thank you. This other one is an uber liberal. They both push back at me on both sides. The Liz Collin one, and I'll still stay with it. Liz Collin, when she was at Channel 4, damn good reporter. I don't think Channel 4 treated her very well with the Bob Kroll situation. Is she now more of an advocate for Alpha News? Yeah. And by the way, I've seen her reports. A lot of reports are still pretty damn good. But has she now acknowledged where she stands politically more than she did before? Sure. She made that decision. And anybody listening to me knows I'm not timid in my opinions on Bob Kroll. And I'll repeat again. Bob Kroll was on the show like 15 times where we had spirited back and forth, and he had no problem with it. We had a conversation about it. He talked numerous times to producers. Said, he asked tough questions, that's fine. Well, then when we had R.T. Ryback on and Jhené Harto, who absolutely crushed him, all of a sudden then the show was persona non grata, and he acted like a coward when he said he was going to come on and didn't do it. Let's keep going with the text on this topic. We'll get to Bell here. Do not harass anyone ever. Find ways to communicate with Brett Kavanaugh without being so harassing. Let's say they follow your buddy on the radio to a restaurant because they don't agree with him and he's out with his family. Yeah, where's the line, Dave? Where is the line?
I don't
know. Edgy, controversial, shock jock Jason DeRussia. Okay. But listen, bravo to Jason. He's given more opinions. I think he's been really good. I think both our new shows are really good. I mean it. By the way, I'm not exactly the one who's timid and criticized. Let me just example. Odyssey, your app's terrible. Let's hire a news person for this show. Silencer ads are an embarrassment. So I just show it. I'll criticize this place. I really believe in the two new shows. But, I mean, can we follow opinionated Tucker Carlson? Should we follow Tucker Carlson? Should we follow Rachel Maddow? Anywhere they go. Where's the line?
I was caught on a freeway behind a protest a couple years ago, and I was greatly annoyed. And I would be greatly annoyed if I were out to eat and someone was protesting me for whatever reason.
Yeah,
that's where I don't know where the line should be drawn. I'd complain louder than anybody if that happened to me. But
well, here's where the line shouldn't be drawn, and I'm late, so I got to jump in. It shouldn't be drawn only if you agree with the person versus disagree with the person. And that's where the line is drawn too much in the society. Bell Jensen is minutes away on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.